Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I am your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, August 3rd through Monday, August 9th. To access all event information in the podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. First, I would like to note that this Tuesday, August 3rd would have been the 2021 observance of National Night Out, when community members and law enforcement commit to partner against crime during neighborhood events such as cookouts, block parties, and neighborhood walks. As with many other activities that happen regularly throughout the year, this year's National Night Out has been delayed until conditions related to COVID-19 improve. Check the link on our podcast calendar for updates from the City of Austin about future plans for National Night Out. We'll make the shift over to activities that are actually occurring this week. On the topic of mental health and wellness, there is a forum that is being hosted and facilitated by NAMI Austin on the topic of addressing school anxiety. The forum takes place on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. and will provide tips for helping children navigate the return to school. Another timely and immediately relevant learning opportunity is being offered by the Asian American Resource Center on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. This second bystander intervention workshop being offered by the Asian American Resource Center will focus on bystander intervention for the school setting. Another very important and timely engagement opportunity is a discussion hosted by the University of Texas Humanities Institute on Thursday evening on the film entitled Disclosure by Sam Feder. The film peers into Hollywood's depiction of transgender people and calls for more representation and more accurate representation of trans people in media to offset the representation of the past and reduce the aggressive negativity shown to them caused by negative media portrayals. Jin Pham of the Transgender Education Network of Texas, who is a trans non-binary polysexual and also Louisiana-born and Texas-raised Vietnamese, will share their perspective on the film, their work with the Transgender Education Network, and their personal experience as part of the discussion. Since it is the beginning of the month, there are also a few engagement opportunities that occur each month that we'll highlight here. The Austin Black Chamber of Commerce hosts its first Tuesday conversation, Tuesday at noon. The topic for discussion this month is on money matters, specifically good accounting practices. This Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available Tuesday, June 1st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. One last recurring meeting we'll note is that the Austin Justice Coalition will hold its general body meeting this week on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. We'll stay on the topic of civic engagement for our next couple of events. First, there's an opportunity to provide feedback on the redistricting process for Austin City Council districts. There are redistricting forums taking place Tuesday at 6 and Saturday at 1. Another civic engagement related event is the Texas Rally for Voting Rights that takes place on Friday at 6 p.m., the last day of the special legislative session. Join hosts Public Citizen, Common Cause, Reform Immigration for Texas Alliance, Progress Texas, the Austin NAACP, the Office of Texas Representative Gina Hinojosa, and the Lone Star Chapter of Sierra Club to rally for voting rights, to defend our vote from unprecedented attacks, and to celebrate the legacy of President Lyndon Johnson and the Voting Rights Act. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. I'll end this podcast by highlighting our own event, which is the release of the 2021 CAN Dashboard Report on August 4th. The CAN Dashboard is an annual community indicators report published by CAN, providing a snapshot of well-being in Austin and Travis County based on analysis of 18 key socioeconomic indicators. The CAN Dashboard indicator data is presented in 4 domains: health, basic needs, economic and educational opportunity, and finally, outcomes relating to safety, justice, and civic involvement. This year's report also includes a reworking of the CAN equity analysis that usually accompanies the CAN dashboard into a CAN race equity action framework that highlights racial disparities with regard to a variety of outcomes and maps out the organizations that are actively working to address these disparities in our community. This new tool aims to increase understanding about the myriad ways that we, as individuals and organizations, may take a more proactive approach in advancing racial equity. We are excited to present these 2 resources that we hope the community members and community leaders will use to increase awareness of and mobilization around the challenges our community currently faces. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.